Hey everybody, this your girl Shawana. I know it's been a while. Ooh, it's been a while. But I'm here doing this my exit movement. I'm still here doing this podcasting. I'm not going to stop till God tell me. Like I said, it's been a while. Been a little busy writing a book, trying to get it published, starting a nonprofit called Lulu's Helping Hands, helping single mothers and fathers in my community, and just been busy advocating for voting rights, for mental health. Just been a little busy trying to make a difference in the world, doing God's work, because it's all about God. It's not about me. But I want to talk about, for this little snippet, about mental health, because this is the month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month and Suicide Awareness. I myself suffered from mental health when I got raped. I suffered from depression, anxiety, and suicide. And so I'm a big advocate on that. I like working with mental health, trying to make some things happen in our community. I'm a part of NAMI, which is a great organization on mental health. And me, myself, and some others were restarting the NAMI Louisiana in Cato Bossier. So we're trying to get that up and running to have a place for people with mental health that can come to in our area, because we don't have it. So mental health awareness. So many people are suffering from mental health right now. And it's becoming a pandemic, as I want to say, because since the pandemic, when we had coronavirus started, so many people have suffered from mental health with, you know, being isolated, losing their jobs, their homes, loved ones. So it's becoming a big thing on a rise. You know, mental health's been around for a long time, but it's really, really, really coming up now. And we have so many of our teenagers and our young people that are committing suicide, our elderly, our single parents. So I just want to have a little snippet about mental health, that we got to start checking on one another. We got to start paying attention. And we don't have to suffer in silence. If you're suffering from mental health, seek help. Speak to someone. And if someone comes to you with any type of issues, don't blow them off. Don't talk about them or think it's just nothing, because it is. And if you pay just 1 ounce of attention to them, that could save their lives. Because so many people suffer in silence because they feel like they have no outlet, no one to talk to, and no one that understands what they're going through. And if someone comes to you talking, just listen. Because a lot of times, all they want is for someone to listen to them. Not to judge them, but listen. I suffered for many years after I got raped. I didn't seek help because I tried to act like it didn't happen. But every time I closed my eyes, I would see that rape. I would see that man attacking me and beating me in front of my son. I thank God my son don't remember it, but it still is a battle. I thank God that he restored my mental health today, but it's still a battle to stay on track, because sometimes you have triggers. And I have to be strong and ask God to give me strength not to engage in those triggers, and that those triggers send me backwards, back to where I was. Because I have come a long way and I fought to keep myself stable. So, mental health awareness, y'all, let's make this thing go bigger than what it is. We need to start educating ourselves about it. We need to start listening and paying attention to our friends and loved ones, because you can tell if someone's going through something because they start acting different, and the signs are easy to see. If you had a family member or a loved one that's been happy and outgoing, then all of a sudden they stop. They start taking care of themselves. They don't sleep. They don't speak. They don't be around. It's something going on. Check on them. See what's going on with them, because it's something. A lot of people suffer from mental health, have gone through some type of trauma. So see what's going on. And not to mention, check your own mental health. You got to take care of yourself. I know of us these days, the way the economy is, a lot of us working two jobs and we're doing all these things to try to make ends meet. But we got to do self-care. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to get enough sleep. We got to eat right. We got to take care of ourselves, because if we don't take care of ourselves, who will? So I just wanted to say this little snippet about mental health. It's 2022 and it's on the rise. It's becoming more and more each and every day. Every time I look at the news, I'm looking at a lot of these young people taking their lives. A lot of people going through mental health right now. A lot of people losing jobs and marriages and relationships. All kinds of things going on. But one thing we have to realize, that God is the only one that can heal us with this. Because mental health is actually really Satan playing with our minds, trying to kill and destroy our lives. And a lot of times, some of us are not strong enough to fight. Some of us are. But you know what? We're not supposed to fight. We're supposed to give that fight to God. And that's the only way I made it, because I had to finally give that fight to God and let God take control of me and take away all the hurt and pain and close that hole in my soul that I had for being assaulted. And once he did that, I could walk in his authority. And I'm still walking in it. And I encourage people every day. I speak about it, you know, especially women that's been sexually assaulted, because a lot of times, you know, it's a dirty little secret you don't want people to know about. And I know I try to act like it didn't happen, because I was trying to figure out why someone want to hurt me in that manner. Why someone want to attack me and do that to me? What did I ever do to deserve that? And most importantly, I was so angry at God, because I was like, God, why you let this happen? Why? But then I had to realize he didn't. It wasn't him. He was there with me the whole time, but I had to realize it wasn't my fault. That person that did it was that person's fault. That evil that person had inside of them. I couldn't fight that evil. So I had to finally let go and let God. And here I am, still doing this thing with my exodus, because I'm still letting go and let God each and every day. So I hope everyone have a happy Friday. As I said, I just want to do this little snippet about Mental Health Awareness Month. Each year, the month of May, we celebrate. And at my church, Sunflower, we're having our second annual mental health seminar, which we're going to have some dynamic speakers about mental health in the workplace, in the military, mental health with the police, how they deal with mental health with themselves and citizens. So it's going to be good. And this is something that I've put together with my church. So I will be doing this seminar every year for mental health awareness. So, like I say, I'm a big advocate right now for this, along with violence and a lot of other things. So, again, y'all have a happy Friday. And again, I am still doing this thing, y'all. It's been a while, but I'm still here. I'll see y'all later. Bye.